Next up is Bread and Butter, a culinary chronicle with Jen Ashton.
The other day, I plugged in my cell phone to recharge and felt a surprising rush of gratitude. What if this were how we gained energy too? Sitting for hours, tethered to an outlet, we'd probably twiddle our thumbs and hum 80s Billboard hits just to keep boredom at bay. Unlike our cell phones, when we're feeling tapped out, we have a much more interesting way of refueling. Food, in all its flavors and combinations. Not only do we have veritable feasts at our disposal every day, we get to determine how our energy will taste. Savory, sweet, salty, sour, and lots of other cravings that don't even start with an S. While our devices lay on the countertop corded to their power sources, we open the refrigerator to survey the possibilities. This is an important moment in the pursuit of authentic health, according to Elise Resch and fellow nutritionist Evelyn Triboli, who co-authored the book Intuitive Eating. They have summarized the intuitive eating approach in terms that echo the mantra, eat food, not too much, mostly plants. Based on research and experience as nutrition counselors, Resch and Triboli advise, enjoy eating food, not too much and not too little, mostly what satisfies you. Many of us become mired in the perceived shoulds and shouldn'ts of eating instead of celebrating the opportunity to re-energize with food that is enjoyable. Among other principles to rely on fullness cues and honor your health with gentle nutrition, the hub of intuitive eating is discovering the satisfaction factor. Resch and Triboli write, "When you eat what you really want in an environment that is inviting, the pleasure you derive will be a powerful force in helping you feel satisfied and content. If you feel truly satisfied with your eating experience, you will find that you'll eat far less food. Conversely, if you are unsatisfied, you will likely eat more and be on the prowl, regardless of your satiety level." Returning to that open refrigerator, where we stand ready for an energy boost, healthy questions could include, what do I feel like eating? Do I want something sweet or salty? Hot or cold? Crunchy or smooth? How will my stomach feel when I'm finished eating? Will a dense food leave me feeling uncomfortably full, or an airy food leaving me feeling empty? While our technology devices charge in stale silence, we have the freedom to move beyond the utilitarian for foods that power, along with flavors that please. In the long run, this advantage may prove useful. When artificially intelligent robots take over the world, we can offer a portion of pity. Siri and Google never savored a single bite of cheesecake. This is Jen Ashton for Bread and Butter.